Get tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on XFFM.
What's up, everybody? Yeah. Good morning. Yeah, it's an awesome morning here on the Dave and Ness Show. Yeah, I know. DJ Navy is in the house, yeah. But DJ Dash is not here next to me. But we're gonna kill it together. How we always kill it. How we always do it here on the Dave and Nash Show. Whoa. And yeah, another thing. Are you listening? Apologies for last week. You know, it was a very hectic, interesting week. So as a result, we couldn't continue the Psalms, you know, series. Yeah, couldn't continue it in the past Friday. Yeah, but we're gonna continue it this week. Yeah, this Friday. Yes, today, as in today. Yeah, today we're continuing. Yeah, and you know, if you listen to the previous one, which wasn't last week Friday, it was 2 weeks, you know, back. Yeah, that second Friday back. Yeah, however you want to place it, however you want to say it, however you want to call it. Yeah, however you want to pronounce it. Yeah, you say, you name it, you say it, you, yeah, everything that you want to do. But if you listen to that show, you actually find out that we actually started with the Psalm series, you know. Yeah, where we spoke about interesting stuff, man. And if you missed it, go back and listen to it. Yeah, and today we're gonna continue from where we left off. Yeah, in the previous one, what we actually spoke about also was chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Psalms. So this week we're gonna tackle chapter 3 and hopefully chapter 4. And it's gonna be a very interesting, amazing topic, which the topic itself, if I can give it to you people, you know, you as the audience, which we love you. I'm even thinking of hitting a note there, but I won't do that. So you as the audience are gonna get the topic for free because I love you guys. And today's topic is going to be, Guess what it is? Are you guessing? I'm listening. Don't be quiet now. Yeah? Okay, so today's topic is gonna be, who's your help? So who's your help and where does it come from, you know? Where does your help come from? Who do you get your help from? Who is your help? I know right there you're like thinking a lot of things. You're like, oh, who's your help? What the heck are you talking about? Hectic. Yeah, don't hack into the alphabet, you know, there's those hackers. Yeah, what the hackers, hey, imagine, yay. But yeah, today's topic is, who's your help? So where's your help coming from? Who's your help coming from? Yeah, and we're gonna tackle Psalms chapter 3, like I said, and hopefully chapter 4. But you know how we always do it. Before we get into the real stuff, before we get into the real deal, we always give you the news update. Yeah, so we're going to give you the news update. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back, ne? And then I'm going to give you the news update. But up to that session of the news, stay tuned in because we're going for a short, very short and interesting session. So don't go anywhere here on the Dave and Nash Show. See you after this amazing short break. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilly, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Welcome back. If I could come in the most amazing, happy way. I know. Yeah, if I could come in an epic, 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 interesting voice. I would do it. And it sounds like I'm coming into the studio and coming back for another session with another amazing tone, which sounds so healthy. Yeah, I know. It sounds so hip. I know. Stop right there. It sounds so hectic. I know, right? Epic. Hectic. What more would you want? Here on the Dave and Nash Show, we got everything that's instant. Yeah, you know how it is. Yes. I know, right? You can't deny it because it's too awesome. But we're back for another interesting session, like I said. We're back for the news update. News update. Ha. What more would you want? And I know you people want to hear the news because you are interested to hear what is going on out there. Not internationally, not nationally, but worldwide. Yeah, we all want to know what's going on worldwide. So, first thing on the list. Are you listening? So, first thing that we got on the list is there was an Israeli jet bomb so guess what happened? Gaza, yeah, which you all know Gaza, you know, yeah, they're like a terrorist, yeah, you know those terrorists, yeah. So what they did is they sent jets to Israel. I'd love to call it Israel, but yeah, they sent jets that side to go and bomb, you know, the place. There was a specific location that they sent those jets to go and bomb. And then guess what happened? While those jets were bombing the buildings that were there, there was a school nearby which also got affected. So stuff like this, gotta think about them before you do them. So right there, we got jets that were bombing buildings, but there was a school caught in the crossfire. Now you gotta think about how many kids are in that school and they are getting affected right there. So that ain't cool. That is definitely not cool. That could have been your child, you know. Yeah, they actually got into the crossfire and lost their life. So right there, that was first on the news. Yeah, you know, in Israel, yeah, jets are going crazy with bombs, and as a result a school got impacted, yeah, and affected, caught in the crossfire because it happened to be nearby the location where they sent those jets. So that's not cool. That is definitely not cool. Second thing, there were 3 shots in Belgium after a terrorist attack. So there were gunmen that shot 2 police officers and a 22-year-old male passenger of a car driving by in the incident. So they shot all those 3 people, you know. So this gunman, they took the gun and then they shot 2 police officers and a guy who was 22 years just driving by and happened to be in the crossfire and witness what is going on. Now I'll be like, I don't even know you. I'm not going to say nothing. If they have to ask me, I'm not even gonna remember your face. But you end up shooting me. For what? For what? What did I do to you for you to shoot me? But that's what happened in Belgium. So yeah, 3 were shot dead after a terrorist attack. So got 2 gunmen that shot 3 people dead in Belgium. Now that's not cool. That is definitely not cool. And the incident was actually in Liège. That's where it took place. So if you're in Belgium, you know where this location is. So you better be aware of stuff like this. Yeah, so that you're not caught in the crossfire and then you end up crying or yeah, losing a loved one. We don't wanna have a funeral because you are not aware of what is happening in your own area, your own country. So that's not cool. So be aware of stuff like that. And yeah, that's what happened in Belgium. And then number 3 on the list, we had a thunderstorm which killed 47 people. Yeah, that thunderstorm killed 47. people, yeah, because the weather in, and it was in India, eh? So the weather went crazy, yeah, thunderstorm came out of nowhere, and then, yeah, 47 got killed as a result of that thunderstorm, which was unplanned. Yeah, I'm like picturing right there if I was actually there, and yeah, I happen to be one of those people. So how would you feel, eh? So right there, you better watch out, you know, the these weathers that don't want to, you know, be cool and wear the leathers, yeah. So they don't know when to wear the leathers, so they want to be in the weather, yeah. So the thunderstorm killed 47 people, and hopefully you're not one of them, yeah. And I know, because you're listening, you actually not one of them. So 47 people were killed in India because of a thunderstorm that was going haywire, and as a result, not just people, there were also electric poles that were affected. Yeah, so people are not gonna have electricity for a while in India. So I'm sorry if you're one of those people who got affected by that thunderstorm. So hopefully you are safe, and yeah, you got electricity. Even though you don't have electricity, as long as you are safe, that is all that we care about, your safety and your amazing health. Now this one kind of like touches me because I'm a fan of this team. So, and this is actually the last thing that I'm gonna speak about. We had 400,000 who signed a petition to punish Sergio Ramos over Salah's injury. So yeah, 400,000 people signed a petition so that they can punish Sergio Ramos because he injured Salah, which is not cool. Come on, how can you do that, man? I know, yeah, when you're off the pitch, you know, when you're the one that's looking, when you are the crowd, the spectator, you can do stuff like this. Until you go onto that field, then you know how it feels. Yeah, like I said, until you go onto that field, then you'll know how it feels. So yeah, 400,000 people signed a petition so that Sergio Ramos can be punished for injuring Salah. Now that's not cool because that's my team right there. You know, I'm a Madrid fam. Yeah, fam, you know, I'm part of the family. I'm part of the Madrid family. So if you support Madrid, yeah, welcome to the family. But don't be offended because, yeah, I actually support the player, not Madrid itself, you know. So I support Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah, I'm just letting it, yeah, you guys know out there. I'm just, yeah, just know, if Cristiano goes, I'm going with him. I'm not staying with Madrid. That's what I'm just saying, yeah. So, yeah, but not saying that Madrid is not good. Madrid is awesome. But I'm just, so I'm that fan that supports Cristiano. Yeah, even when he was in Manchester, I was a supporter of, you know, I was supporting him. Then he moved to Madrid, yeah, supported him. I almost did the same thing with Neymar, but nah, it's cool. Neymar can stay that side, I'm gonna stay with Cristiano that side. But why would you wanna punish the guy for injuring Salah, which is not cool? I almost thought Saha. Yes, I used to play for Manchester, you know. I was in Manchester and all that stuff. So, 400,000 people decided to sign a petition to punish Sergio Ramos over Salah's injury. I almost said death. Hey, okay, if it was a death, I was going to actually accept that one. But injury, which is not cool. So, I actually disagree. I totally. Yeah, I almost said out of stuff. Totally. You know. Woo! Yeah, instant jokes, you know, instant words that are gonna go into the Dave Nash dictionary. But I disagree with the petition, so why do that? Hopefully he doesn't get punished. And yeah, that was for the news. That's it for the news, and that is all that we have. But we're gonna come back for a short session, a very short session, which is going to be 3 minutes or two, if not less, yeah. But we're going to have a session where we're going to come back after this small short break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery, For a demo, call RapidTrade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Hello back, I told you I'll be back. I told you it was a short break, man. You didn't believe me, right? I know you didn't. So, we're back for this short session. And you know how we roll. We always come back for these sessions. You know why? So that we can tell you about the Christ music, which is hard music. The Christ music that you find on the Active FM station, where Christ music is hard music, even on the Dave Nash show. But there's also other shows like Intensity, and you got other shows like Rhymes and Poetry, you know. So they're like all awesome, yeah. You know, they're like on another level, so you gotta check them out, yeah. But this is a short break. We're gonna be speaking about the music. So you might be asking yourself, why Christ music? Why should I choose Christ music? Why should I listen to Christ music? Because Christ rewind. Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm like on a fast pace there, going on another level. But rewind, yeah, you know how I got instant rewinds, yeah. Okay, so we're going back. So, why choose Christ music? I would listen to Christ music because it's life-changing, it's awesome, and it's amazing. I mean, the message behind the song itself, never mind the instrumentals. I know the instrumentals are like so awesome, but the message itself, it's life-changing. If you actually take time to listen to what the lyrics say, they can change you. They can actually change you. And as a result of that, I actually had two tracks lined up, you know, so that you guys can listen to those amazing lyrics. You know, just for you. The good stuff. The awesome stuff. So I make sure I actually did that. Now, these two amazing tracks, what I'm saying is they can change your life if you listen to the lyrics. If you, I know the instrumental, like I said, is awesome on another level. But I recommend you to listen to the lyrics. So the two tracks that are coming up, which I recommend you to listen to because it's Christ music and it's life changing. The first track is Mr. and Mrs. Free Smoke. So that's the first one. And then the second one is Ablaze by Active Worship. Which is, yeah, the church that I'm part of, you know, my family. So, Active Worship is actually a band that you find in the Active Church, which is the worship team theirself. And the church itself is situated in South Africa, yeah, you know, South Africa, Gauteng province, Johannesburg, South, Selby, South, yeah, that's where you find us. So if you want to come and visit, and you're going to love the church, yeah. So those are the two tracks, which are awesome. Mr. and Mrs. Free Smoke and Ablaze by Active Worship. So listen to those amazing two tracks. Christ music is hot music.
Prayer is a hobby. Yeah. First steps in the Lord like the lobby. Foundation so firm I set down like it's gravity. Pressing with fast to shoot up to the balcony. Beating my flesh, call it battery. Ooh. The Lord's running everything on a broad scale like monopolies. King of all kings, it's a monarchy. Yeah. Don't think the church weak like infirmaries. No, we the armory. Ooh. Deploying more troops like the cavalry. One king overall, no democracy. Nope. Yeah. The devil's time is so short. And a little fame to gain in exchange for your soul's a shame. But some feeling cocky. Can't trump him, heaven's his presidency. He reigns high price dampening. Yeah. Good deeds, run cavities. He'll expose them all like an autopsy. Ooh. We'll make clean, bloodstained folk. We turn talk like tribals. Ooh. We'll fill with fire, don't need smoke. We put on Christ just like Vogue. We escape judgment like a fugitive. Now we secret praying like spies live. The world trips, but we walk in grace. If you rep it, Jesus, keep your phone straight. Yeah. Jesus coming soon, so keep battling. Yeah. We don't fear snakes to keep rattling. Nah. His glory's heavy, grounded many more than 5-0's brutality.
We ain't blowing out smoke. Fire from the Holy Ghost, yeah. Preach the gospel, save souls, yeah. Communion time, take a toast, yeah. Bearing fruit a hundredfold, yeah. Pray fast, do the most, yeah. Snakes moving on the low, yeah. Ballerina on my toes, yeah. Jesus, Saint, cut the beat. Saint, cut the beat, bro. Cut the beat.
Did you hear what she just said? She said, king above all kings, it's a monarchy. I've never even heard anybody say that in a... Nobody. What did you say after that? Bro. Bars, bro. One king over all, no democracy? Saint, cut my verse. I'm done. I quit. I'm out of here. I quit.
Where are you going?
I'm going home. I'll see you at home, babe. You're sleeping on the couch.
Bringing the salt, every darkness we came to assault. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. So let's set it ablaze.
War has been declared, we're going after the darkness. There's no time to rest. We're bringing light to every part of the world. Let's set the city ablaze, a place for Jesus.
I told you those two songs were so amazing. Don't forget the jingle itself was amazing. Yeah, it was too much. Everything on the Dave and Nash show is awesome, just like the rest of the other shows. In fact, what makes the Dave and Nash show amazing is Active FM, the station itself. Yeah, the number one station that you can ever find. Yeah, I mean, there's no other station that can compete with us, you know. You got nothing on us, yeah. Not even 5 FM, you know why? Because we are the best station that you can ever find on Ayono and anywhere around the world. Woo! Online, offline, everywhere that you want us to be. So, coming back, we're going to get into the amazing topic, just for you, and continuing with the Psalm series. So today's topic, if you forgot, today's topic is who's your help. Now, who's your help is based on also where your help come from. You know, basically it's more focused on what can I say? It's focused on what you place as a priority in your life, because what you place as a priority over your life will determine who you set as the person that you're going to focus on. Now, we're going to tackle where your help comes from Psalms chapter 3. Like I said, we're going to tackle Psalms chapter 3. Now, Psalms chapter 3 verse 1 is very interesting, and chapter 3 itself is actually titled Morning Prayer for Help. Does that ring a bell? Yeah. Who does your help come from? That's the topic. Yeah. So, Psalms chapter 3, it says, now this is verse 1, eh? Don't be twisted, like don't get it twisted. Verse 1 says, I have so many enemies, Lord, so many who turn against me. Now that's verse 1. So, this is David. David was writing and he's at the point where he's got enemies, you know. People want him dead, they want to kill him and all those stuff, you know. And guess who is he turning to help for in the morning? He's turning to God, which is amazing. That's the person that we're supposed to get our help from. That's why I'm willing to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning plus 2 GB, so that you know which region we're in. But in South Africa, 2 a.m., that's the time, yeah, the time zone, yeah. So, I'm willing to wake up at 5 because I believe God is where I get my help from, is my strength, and is the pillar on which I stand. Now, verse 1 itself, it's so amazing. It says, I have so many enemies, Lord, so many who turn against me. Now, verse 2 goes on to say, they talk about me and say, God will not help me. Woo! Now, verse 2 on its own has a story. So your enemies are probably saying the same thing. They're like, this guy gonna suffer, this lady gonna suffer, she's not gonna succeed in life, she can't succeed, yeah, she probably doesn't believe in herself. Now you got people that actually say that. Now in situations like that where you know this person has got wrong motives towards me, what do you do? What is the first thing that you place as a priority in your life? So what you place as a priority will determine where you're gonna be. In fact, most of your life is revolving around priorities and what your mind is focused on and what you believe. Now, verse 3 says, but oh Lord, oh, it goes on to say, but you, oh Lord, are always my shield from danger. You give me victory and restore my courage. Boom, right there. God is our shield and he protects us from danger. And on top of that, he doesn't just protect you and shield you. He gives you courage. Courage to actually conquer. Courage to move on forward. You know, the one said to me, they're like, okay, you don't measure success by the amount of movement, you know, by the sample rate of the movement. I'm like now thinking sample rate, yeah, music and all the stuff. But you don't measure how successful a person is by the amount of movements that they make, you know. Maybe from the morning up to the evening, they just moving around all the time. Bah, 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 bah. You don't measure their success on that, because movement doesn't determine the amount of results that you get. You can be moving a lot, but yet you're less productive. And as a result, guess what? Ha! Ha! In a position where you move a lot, but you're not productive. So, you do not do that. You do not get in a position where you do that. Now, same thing with help. Like, who do you get your help from? You know, you get people that are like, okay, you know what? I get my help from the Lord. But In the morning at 5 a.m., you give them a call. Guess what they're doing? They're snoring, man. You actually find out that this person is sleeping at this time. When this person has been saying, I wake up at this time and I seek my refuge in Him and I seek my help in the Lord. And I can do this, that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And this is the type of lifestyle that I live. I live a lifestyle where my first priority is God. But now when you have to wake up at the time that they say they wake up. So the guy says, I wake up at 5 and I seek the Lord because I know He's my shelter and He guides me. You wake up at 5, you give this person a call, this person is snoring. Now that's deceitful, man. It's like really deceitful. You tell the person that you do your quiet time, but when they give you a call and find out what verse did you read, you don't know. Guess what? You didn't do anything because you are sleeping. You were sleeping. Why were you sleeping? So why didn't you just tell the person, guess what? I don't do quiet time. I don't seek the Lord for my refuge. You know, I don't seek Him as my refuge. I don't place my rest in Him. You know, and I'm not about, focusing on God. I'm not about asking Him for help. You know, those who ask Him for help, they actually receive it, which is interesting. Now, carrying on. Let us carry on. This is what it says. This is verse 4. It says, I call to the Lord for help. Ooh, sounds interesting, eh? Yeah, sounds like something I said earlier on. So it says, I call to the Lord for help, and from His sacred hill, He answers me. Ooh. What do you do in the morning? Yeah, do you call to God for help? Like, you're in a position where you're stuck. I know for some people, you might be in a position where you are about to write your final exams. Woo! And it's showing you flames. Or you're about to write a test. And guess what? Your brain is freaking out. You know why? Because you didn't study. Now, because you didn't study, that's bad. Yo, that's actually bad. But you know, the Lord can still come through for you. I remember in grade 10, I was writing biology, which was interesting. Yo, that day, in fact, that morning was very interesting. I was in a position where I was writing biology in the morning, but now at the same time, before I write, I normally run CL, which is a Bible study, you know, group. So I got there at the school. I didn't even know that I was writing. Yeah, and the previous night I didn't study, I didn't go through any book, you know, except the stuff that I did for homework, which was dealt with in the class. Now, in that position right there, my friend is like, okay, we're writing. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He's asking me, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going home. He's like, for what? You're writing, man. And we're writing the same subject on the same day. So I'm like, what? Okay, you confused, man. What do you mean we're writing? Go on the timetable, check. Oh my gosh, we are writing. And guess what? I did not study. Now, it's not like I didn't do it intentionally. I wasn't aware that I'm writing the following day, which was a stupid move to actually pull, because I'm supposed to know what's happening in my whole life. So I'm supposed to be planning and actually, you know, identifying this is where the problem is. This is not where the problem is. This is what I need to change. This is what I need to keep the same. Now, on that day, something interesting happened. I went in the hall, opening this test and praying, yo, Lord, I did not study. I don't know what I'm going to write. And to my amazement, guess what? I opened the first page. It's things I know. And it's not just things I know. Things that I'm good at, that we did in class. Second page, things I know as well. Third page, things I know. Like the whole test, I'll say 80% of the test was actually stuff that I actually did in class or at home as homework. Now, that day I did not study. I don't know what miracle happened. All I know is God was there by my side. Now, just like verse 4, do you actually call to God for help? Now, in that position, I was like, oh, if I don't call to God for help, I'm stuffed, man. Can't do this on my own, so yeah, I actually need you to come through for me, otherwise I'm finished right here. Yeah, I actually realized that I actually need you in this situation, which is interesting. He places you in positions where you're like, okay, can't go forward, ne? And the only way I'll go forward is if I actually get a miracle to happen, you know, in this situation of mine. Yeah, which is what happened to me. on that day. So who's your help? Yeah. Are you like that person who says, I wake up at 5, but if we have to check at 5, you actually snoring? Or are you like that person who says, I wake up at 5 and we check at 5 and you really are awake, doing what you say you're doing, which is the right thing, calling to God for help, you know, asking the Lord for help. Now, let's carry on, yeah, because we don't want to get stuck behind, yeah, and then we don't know how to finish. No, we don't want to be in that situation. And before we carry on, the question that I have is, does he really answer you? You know, when you ask for that specific item, doesn't need to be item, you know. For some of you people, hey, it's a female, you know, Susie down the road, hey. Like, look, hey, Susie, hey, I see Susie, ne? Yeah. You know my heart. So, my heart is in the right place. Does he answer you? Because if he doesn't, there's something wrong. Need to change. Yeah. It's either he's telling you something or you need to sort out something, you know. Yeah. So that's the question. Does he answer? So do not be wasting your time. Just like faith, you know. You can't be using your faith for things that you can do by yourself without faith. Use faith for things that you know you can't do by yourself. So that's the question. Does he answer? Think about that question. Now let's go on. Yeah. Carrying on. This is what it says, y'all. Says this in verse 5, you know. Verse 5 says, I lie down. Last thing. I lie down and sleep. And all night long, the Lord protects me. I am not afraid of the thousand of enemies who surround me on every side. I know some of you, if someone has to come with a knife right there, ha, right next to your head there, and you see them, but you're going to be like, yo, shoot this person flames, man. Some of you people will take out a gun there and shoot that person in the head, you know. Yeah, like demolish that person before he actually gets to you, you know, which is actually bringing a picture in my head, you know. Imagine someone is coming to you with a knife about to stab you, and you got a gun, and then guess what? The person with the knife kills you. How stupid is that? It's like really stupid, man. You had a gun and the person with the knife killed you. That's some other stunt, hey. Gotta have skills to pull that stunt, hey. Gotta have skills to pull that stunt. But now, looking at that passage right there, like, to actually trust in the Lord that he's got your back, because you got people that get depressed, you know. They're like depressed for days, you know what? Because they don't have trust in the Lord, you know. They don't trust the Lord that is going to protect them. Don't trust the Lord that is going to keep them safe. Safe for what? Huh? Oh, you know, he's going to keep me safe. That's the question that they ask. Asking you that question, man. Like, I get what you're saying, man. But, yeah, I got this one thing. Like, I got a problem, man. How do you know he's protecting me? Now, what I'd love to say is, right now, as you're listening to this, do you know that he is protecting you? Yeah, that car that you're driving right now, it had to take your faith to get into that car. Sometimes you don't even notice, eh? Don't notice that you're using faith to start that car and go. Don't know what can happen. Even on that highway where you're driving, how did you know what's going to happen? Do you even know what's going to happen in the future? You don't! But he knows what's happening in the future, so what does he do? He protects you. Like a mother, you're not going to let your child go into the street and get bumped by a car. You're going to smack that child. Going to smack them until they know. Yay. Do not go in the street when the car's coming. Yeah. And by the way, yeah, that I've had that happen to me. Né? So I had a childhood where, yeah, they showed me flames. They showed me flames when I was wrong. You know, they taught me the hard way. I had to persevere in my suffering. Yeah, you know, the suffering of the whip, of the weeping. Yeah, you that one, yeah. I've been there. So, right there, when you are asleep, are you afraid of your enemies or do you trust in the Lord that is going to keep you safe? Now, going into verse 7 and verse 8, which is going to end chapter 3, which is awesome. Yeah, it says, come, Lord, save me, my God. You punish all my enemies and leave them powerless to harm me. I almost said some other interesting word that was going to go into the David Nash dictionary, but yeah, it's still going into there. Yeah. Or going on to verse 8, it goes on to say, victory comes from the Lord. May he bless his people. I know. A lot of people, they actually want the victory, you know, they want the victory. And guess what? They want the victory for the wrong reason. They want the people to know that this guy conquered, and he conquered because he did it with his own strength. Now, that's not a good position to be in, because God's going to despise you for days. He's not going to be in a position where you want to help you with everything that you do. So, be in a position where you're actually humble. You know, you trust in the Lord, you ask him for help. Yeah, and your help actually does come from the Lord. And at the same time, guess what? You give the glory to God. You're like, okay, I could have been stuffed. It's like me, yeah. This situation that I've been in, and guess what? I am out of those situations, and I didn't end up where I wasn't supposed to end up. Why? Because of God. You know, God actually protected me and kept me safe, which is an awesome thing. Yeah, he actually cares, you know. It's a loving God. Now, same thing with you. Do you actually acknowledge that victory comes from the Lord, and you conquer when you're with the Lord? Or do you think that, I can conquer anything by myself? I don't need Christ. Can do everything through my strength that strengthens me. Are you that person that has that type of character? Or are you the person that actually acknowledges that my help comes from God and I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me? Yeah. So that's the question. Does the Lord answer your prayers because you're after his own heart? Or does he despise you because you're trying to push your own kingdom? So that's the question right there. Yeah. But you know how we do it. We go for a break, and then we'll come back for an interesting last session. Now, before I give you that short break music, you know, yeah, it's a music break, by the way. You know how we roll. Yeah, going to give you an amazing one song, which is going to change your life, yeah, and add. But before I get into that, I want you guys to know that this session that we're going to come back to, it's going to be awesome, amazing, and it's going to be life-changing. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in here on the Dave Nash Show, and we're going to deliver the real stuff. So when we come back, we're going to tackle chapter 5. No, not chapter 5. I meant chapter 4. But yeah, chapter 5 is going to come back next week. Yeah. But when we come back for this session, we're going to tackle chapter 4. And then we're going to close. Then we're going to go. And then we're going to come back next week again. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in. Yeah. See you after this.
I'm thinking Order your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's hit the city ablaze. A place for Jesus. A place. I need to strengthen my character and look like Jesus. I feel changed. Breaking off instantly.
What's up? Yeah, we are back. I know you guys are so awesome. Like, yeah, you like, okay, Mr. Nash. I get you, ne? I like really get you, ne? So, I got questions and all that stuff. Don't worry, man, your questions are gonna be answered in this session and we gonna kill it, I know, with the slow motion. Imagine I actually had to talk like that the whole, you know, the whole show. You would be bored, man. You would be like, what? Okay, yeah. No, the David Nash show is actually interesting. Hey, she had the I know. It's too much. Too much sauce, man. Yeah, it's too much sauce. But yeah, we're coming back here, killing it with the last session. And this session, we're going to tackle chapter 4. Psalms chapter 4. That's what we're going to be tackling. And before we get into that session, I'm just going to tell you guys a way to get us, you know. You can get us on Facebook at Active. That is going into the David Nash dictionary. In fact, I think we should actually make the dash and nave. Yeah, Dash and Nave. We're going to make the Dave and Nash. I'm thinking mistakes. Or, you know what? Leave your comment below. We're going to know what we're going to title it and make, yeah, out of it. But we're going to make a book where it's all the mistakes and busting and, yeah, maybe the Dash and Nave or Dave and Nash or Nave. Yeah. Comment below. Leave your comment below and then, yeah, we're going to read it and actually find out what are we getting, what are we putting, and what are we making for the busting and the wrong sentences, which are interesting. Yeah, so catch us on Facebook at ActiveFM777. You heard that? Yeah, at ActiveFM777. Or on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Or on Twitter at ActiveFM777. You know, Instagram and Twitter, they actually, yeah, the same, you know, they're like the same, which is interesting itself. Or the website itself, on the website itself, www.activefm.co.za. So right there, those are places you can get us. And don't forget Iono FM. You can catch us on Active FM. They're on Iono FM. Yeah, that's the radio station. Like I said, we're better than 5 FM. Yeah, UJ, Highveld, Stereo, Metro, FM. You name them all. Yeah, yeah. We are better than all of them. Plus, we got a music jam session, you know. Yeah, and all the shows that are on Active FM are interesting. You got Food for Thought, you got Intensity, you got Rhymes and Poetry, you got the hip hop world, you know. It's all about hip hop. Yeah, music, hip hop. And don't forget the jam session itself, where it's just music for you. So that's where you can get the Christ music as well, you know, which is awesome and amazing. And then, you know, one of the, in fact, two of the most amazing shows that I also love. And then there's a third one because I'm a fan of Madrid. So the first one is the movie show, which is awesome because I always get movies to watch from that show. I'm like, what? Like last time I watched Jumanji and then I watched Thor and then, yo, it's like interesting, eh? It's like really, really, really interesting. So go check that out. And then you get the love show, which has some interesting tips. You're like, what? I didn't know this. Okay, I gotta go and try that out and see what is going on in this place. Yeah. So the love show also has some interesting and amazing stuff. And then the sports show, like I said, I'm a fan of Madrid. Yeah, I love the sports show, which is awesome. It's interesting. They got a sense of humor, which is amazing. So go check all of those different shows out, which is going to be amazing. Now, coming back to the topic, when we're dealing with chapter 4, and chapter 4 itself is entitled Evening Prayer for Help. Now, notice it's all about help. So who does your help come from? Your help comes from the person that you place as your first priority, you know, in your life, which is interesting, you know, something I've actually seen. If you place the wrong thing as your help, that's what you're going to run to when you're in trouble. Yeah, that's what I said. I know. I kept quiet so you can think about it. Yeah. So what I mean by that is what you place as a priority in your life will determine who is going to give you your help, you know, where your help is going to come from, who you're going to run to first, which I've actually witnessed. You know, you get people who place the opposite sex as their priority in their life. And guess what? When something goes wrong, they actually run to that person, you know, their boyfriend or their girlfriend, yeah, whatever they place in their life. Now, let's tackle chapter 4, Evening Prayer for Help. Now, if you look at both of these two chapters, the one is for the morning, the one is for the evening. So what does that say? You gotta always be praying to him. I almost said playing. Yeah, that one's gonna go into the David Nash dictionary. But you gotta always be praying to him. It's not just prayer for Sunday. It doesn't say prayer for Sunday help or Sunday help prayer or something else. Yeah, as you can hear, my tone changed. But that's not what it says. It doesn't say Sunday evening prayer or Sunday morning prayer for help. It doesn't say that. It actually says morning prayer for help and evening prayer for help, which you get, you know, the morning, you have 7 mornings in a week. 365 and a quarter mornings. So all of those mornings, what do? Do you run to him for help? And don't forget the evenings as well. It's the same amount of days. Now, you run to him for help. Now, this is what the evening prayer has in store for us, which is chapter 4. It says, answer me when I pray, O God, my defender. When I was in trouble, you helped me. Be kind to me now and hear my prayer. Now, that sounds like some of the people, you know, they're like, okay, I'm not getting answered. Why? I want you to actually, you know, some of you are like, yeah, that's me right there. You know, I want you to answer me. Yeah, that is my prayer right there. So please, come on. Like, why is God not answering me? In fact, some of you even have questions about to shoot. Like, Pastor, I know the Bible says you go seek, you'll find. So I've been seeking. I've been trying to find. But I'm not finding. And I want to know why. You know, some of you have those type of questions. And, yo, you're like, interesting. You want to kill someone and all those stuff. But now, you're supposed to be in a position where you're actually getting answers to your prayers. And something that's interesting that I got exposed to is most people complain that God doesn't answer them. You know, that's their complaint. They say, God is silent. God doesn't say anything. God doesn't do anything. Now, they actually said to me, when the Lord is silent and he doesn't say anything, it's because you're in a test. Now, best illustration, I was blown away by this. Like, Jesus is your teacher, right? Yeah, he teaches you how to live life, how to walk life, you know, with Christ. That's why the Holy Spirit is also your helper, you know, teaches you stuff like that. Now, as the teacher of your life, when you're in a test, does he have to answer you when you need to be rescued and, you know, get out of that situation? Like, does it need to come through? Because let's go to school, taking you back to school. Now imagine you're back in school and all the stuff, yeah, and guess what? It's in the morning, you're about to write an exam paper. Okay, let's pick a subject. It's a maths test, yeah. It's a mathematical test. And guess what? The teacher that teaches you math is there. And they gave you that paper to write. Now the question is, while you're looking for answers, will that teacher give you the answer? No, they don't give you the answer because you are in an exam room. So you are in a period where you're getting tested in terms of the knowledge that you got and the knowledge that you actually remember and the knowledge that you'll apply. So you get tested to see whether you got the knowledge and you actually know, or you're just wasting the time, you know, and you are playing around. Now, in that exam room, the teacher don't say anything. The teacher is quiet. Same thing with the Lord. The Lord don't answer your prayers because you're in a test and he's testing. How is your character? Where is your heart? How are you going to handle that? How are you going to handle this? So he's got to test you. Now, why complain that the Lord is not answering your prayers when you're in a test and he needs to be quiet in order for you to learn and build your character and so that you can suffer so you can persevere in it, which is interesting. Then, verse 2 says, how long will you people insult me? How long will you love what is worthless and go after what is false? Remember that the Lord has chosen the righteous for his own, and he hears me when I call to him. Tremble with fear and stop sinning. Think deeply about this when you lie in the silence on your bed. Yeah, sounds like some people's lives. But now, going on, you know, it says, offer the right sacrifices to the Lord and put your trust in him. Trust, trust, trust. Yeah. Who do you trust for help, man? Who do you trust for help? Yeah. I know sometimes it's a sacrifice. You know, this person wants to stab you or they want to kill you. Or, yeah, they just want to slaughter you. And guess what? You got to hold yourself and be patient and be like, the Lord's going to be with you. He's going to bless you. Yeah. Ah, your soul's going to be awesome. Bless the person and all those stuff. What do you do when you're in such situations? Do you run to God for help, or do you want to destroy and murder them by yourself and actually say, I did this? Yeah, I'm the man, so don't mess with me. Yeah, you better make sure that you know what I'm all about, you know. Are you in a position where that is you, and yeah, that is what's going to flow out of your life? If you have to, be in that hot water. Yeah, if the Lord has to leave you in such situations, how will you react? Do you run to him for help, or do you seek for your own help? Going on, this is what it says. Verse 6 of chapter 4, it says, there are many who pray, give us more blessings, O Lord. Look on us with kindness. But the joy that you have given me is more than they will ever have with all their corn and wine. Now you got people that, yeah, in the world, you know, living the type of life that they want to live, which is the most interesting life, which is amazingly bad, if I can put it that way. It sucks. It actually sucks, because there's no Jesus in it. Now you got people that live that type of lifestyle. And that lifestyle is not the lifestyle that is going to be cool. You know, it's not the lifestyle to do. Because, yeah, you don't seek your help from Jesus. In fact, help doesn't come from Jesus because you don't believe in him. It's bad. It's bad. I mean, I think of atheists. Yeah, which is interesting. Like, at the end of your time, when you see God and God is charging you, what are you going to use as an excuse? Yo, Lord, I was atheist, né? And I didn't know that you exist, eh? So, please, yeah, have mercy on me, né? It's going to be too late by then. It's going to be like, I gave you an opportunity to do that. I gave you an opportunity for you to accept me. But, guess what? You didn't take it. So, this is all on you. And yeah, it's not my fault that you're going to hell. But I tried to get you into heaven and you refused. So don't be in a position where you don't trust God or rely on him. And as a result, you throw away your opportunity to get into heaven. Now, this is the last verse of chapter 4. And then we're closing. Can't go, man. It says, when I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Boom. Goes back to the question that I asked. Who does your help come from? Yeah. Because the person that your help comes from is the person that you set as your priority. And is the person that protects you. It's the person that you feel safe around. And me, myself, I'm in a position where I know the Lord's got me, the Lord's got my back. Anyone tries to kill me, it's cool, they can do it. But yeah, I know if it's not my time, the Lord's going to say, I'm not going. part, you can do whatever that you want, and all I'm going to do is focus on God. So are you in a position where you get your help from God, from Jesus himself, because he's the way, the truth, and the life, and he's the only way into heaven, and the path is narrow, because you have to take your cross, throw it down, and take on his cross, and actually live a life where Christianity itself is a lifestyle in your life. So how would your life be reflected into other people's eyes? Like, will they see it as a positive type of lifestyle or a negative type of lifestyle? So don't be in a position where your life actually sucks. Now, remember, the question still stands. Who does your help come from? Now, you can still sort out your life and fix it in the right path. It's never too late. As long as you're still breathing, you can do that. But now, don't do it and be a hypocrite and, yeah, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, because there's people that are doing that. But that's not going to get you anyway. So the question is, who does your help come from? So think about it, make a decision, and revolve your life around it. Which your help is supposed to be coming from? God himself, which is where my help comes from. So I wake up in the morning so I can get to God. Before I sleep, get to God. That's the same thing that we're all supposed to be doing. So I'm going to see you people next week, Friday, same place, same time, here on the, I was going to say here on the Active FM show, yeah, but I was right, I was actually right, here on the Active FM show, which is the Dave and Nash show on the number one radio station, Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. So I'm gonna see you people. Don't forget to catch us on Facebook / ActiveFM 777, Instagram at ActiveFM 777, Twitter at ActiveFM 777, and the website itself, www.activefm.co.za, and not forgetting Ayono FM. You'll catch us on Active FM when you go search for it there. And yeah, iTunes, you know, as well. Yeah, Active FM, you'll find it. But for the Android users, we're gonna be releasing, you know, the app itself for Active FM, you know, sorting it out for you guys. So stay tuned in for all those amazing stuff that's gonna be happening. And until next time, I love you guys. Thank you for participating and listening. I'm gonna see you. But before I go, I'm gonna give you guys two more songs that is going to be amazing. So enjoy the music, and I'm out of here. I love you people. Peace.
You're tuned into Active FM.
Man who lived to die so old. Jordan Armstrong. Keandra Lockett. DJ Dex. This is the mixtape. Jesus Fashion and Beats.
Such a way.